The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking, that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Father.
By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. Very specifically, perseverance in the face of adversity for our Lord's sake. I'm reminded of the first 400 years of Christianity. The first 400 years of our church, where our brothers and sisters were rounded up by the Romans and fed to the lions, put to death. 400 years this took place. We hid in the catacombs, persevering the best we could, maintaining our faith even with the threat of imminent death looming over us. We'd run when we had to, we'd hide when we had to. But for 400 years, that was the norm. Was being captured by the Romans as we tried to have mass amongst the people, rounded up, killed. This was such a regular occurrence and happened for so long that we became used to the idea of martyrdom, so much so that it was almost like the normal way to get to heaven. It's like, oh, they didn't die for the faith, so they're not going to heaven. No, that's kind of an idea that started to get into the faith at one point, that martyrdom was the normal means to heaven. But once the persecution stopped, the church had to grapple with the idea of everyday sanctity and what it meant to persevere without bloodshed, without threat of violence. And that's largely where we're at today, at least here in the United States. There's no imminent threat of violence or death for us here. There's no need to hide in the catacombs. So how do we understand the gospel today, that by our perseverance we will secure our lives? Simply this: our perseverance must extend to the mundane, to the boring, to the ordinary, to the everyday life. Daily repetition of prayer, coming to Mass every day, spending time in prayer in front of the Blessed Sacrament as often as we can, praying the rosary every day, doing what we can, but doing it every day. Now, it's not the bloody martyrdom that we have, but it's still a sort of death to self, to pray when you don't want to go to Mass when you don't want to love your spouse, your neighbor, your kids, especially when they're upsetting you and annoying the heck out of you. Again, it's not martyrdom in the strictest sense, but there's a sense of self-denial, self-giving, and a sort of private martyrdom that goes on, a death to self. That's the sort of martyrdom we carry on today. That's the sort of perseverance we carry on today, that we push through even when we don't want to, especially when we don't want to. We must persevere, most importantly, in loving God and neighbor, because, as Christ says, our very lives depend on it.